Ooh, hello there. Yeah, turn the microphones up and this whole thing works much better.
It does work good.
Yeah, this is Fish and Frank, and welcome again to Radio Fishing. And our guest today is Jeff, and Jeff is a fishing instructor, all-around good guy, and he's been with me, what, about 10, 12 years now?
11 years, working on 12.
Yeah.
Time goes by faster every year, doesn't it?
And the crowd loves you, Jeff. I mean,
there's
listen
so
to
many
them. They're
of them
on
here
their
too.
Feet. You
so
know,
many
it's
of
just,
them.
I just, you know, they're going.
Please,
okay, okay, here we go. Come on, guys. Everybody settle down. We got to get an interview going here. Now, the reason today Jeff's with us today is you went out and got time and went fishing.
Actually got a chance to go and do some fishing, yeah. We went out to Placida and fished out there. We had fished in the harbor area, but the water has been kind of low in the harbor. Access in the shallow areas usually do has been a little harder than normal. So went out and fished a different tide pattern out in Placida for a change.
And so how'd it go?
Went pretty good. We were going to go fish an area that usually has potholes in it, but the water was low and we couldn't get in there. So
back out in the tailing flats out there.
Yeah,
yeah, that's
we got
tough
up to it.
To.
Yeah, we saw the grass showing through the top of the water, and I was like, well, we're not going to make it.
You're
so.
Not Kale. You don't want to see how far your boat will slide.
I know how far it'll slide, and it wouldn't have made it that far. So we just staked out short of where we wanted to go in about 3 feet of water, and you know, we got the flats on the one side where we were wanting to get into, and then we had the deeper channel of the intercoastal on the other side.
So you were right off the one of the islands in the intercoastal right by the drop-off.
Yeah, anywhere on that west side of the intercoastal markers, you know, the side that faces Wind Creek, Catfish Creek, and all that.
East side.
Yeah, east side.
There. East side, yeah. West would be towards the Gulf.
Yeah, towards the islands. Yeah.
Just making sure I'm not the one going backwards.
Right?
Okay.
Well, they got that tournament coming up. You know, they ought to do pretty well because the trout bite was pretty hot out there.
Yeah, what were you're obviously catching trout. What were you using?
We were using shrimp. Most of our bait was on shrimp. We did try a couple lures. We did catch a few fish, a couple ladyfish on lures that were soft plastics, DOAs and that. But most of our fish were on shrimp.
Now, were you rigging the shrimp under popping corks, on the bottom, split shots, jig
mostly
heads?
A popping cork, but the other ray was a jig head on the bottom.
And using the shrimp live, everybody's been talking about lately ripping the shrimp in half.
Well, you know, actually the biggest fish of the day caught on all dead shrimp from the day before. Had cleaned out the live well, took all the dead shrimp, threw them in a Ziploc bag, and brought them with us. The first fish, 21-inch trout, dead shrimp. 4 foot bonnethead shark, dead shrimp. live shrimp are bringing in the 14 7/8 trout.
14 7/8 inch trout, yeah. That old nasty, stinky dead one. You know, people come in, you got no live shrimp. Oh, I want to catch fish today. And, you know, you try and tell them, get that stinky old dead bait out there. It really will collect some fish.
Now, we had a couple of pinfish, small pinfish, the quarter silver dollar size, more silver dollar size. And that net us the Spanish mackerel and bluefish.
Under a float or on the bottom?
It was on a float.
Really? You know, well, that's the way you'd... Yeah, that's what I was wondering about. Yeah.
Yeah, we were just... You know, we were fishing the flat areas. Weren't really expecting anything like that, so...
How big was the bluefish?
Bluefish was probably about 20.
That's a nice bluefish for this area.
Yeah, the Spanish mackerel that I got was probably around 24 inches...
Boy, that's good eating there. Yeah. Oh, man.
Well, he has big eyes, and he made it right out of the boat as quick as he made it in the boat. Go figure. So, but it was good to see, and then quickly was gone. So, you know, oh, well, you can't cry about it.
I got to tell you, I get so many people that say, oh, I don't like Spanish mackerel. But they're great if you eat them that night.
I was going to say.
You can't keep them the next day or the day after. You can't freeze them.
Not a well-refrigerated fish.
They're not worth going through the trouble if you're going to try and keep them. But if you're going to eat them that night, if you got a short day.
They're great.
And, boy, fresh, that is just an amazing meal. Mm-hmm. So, basically, you got some trout, bluefish, some ladyfish. Not a bad day.
Not a bad day. You know, usually we would fish the flat areas back there in the islands, and then as the tide drops out, we'd move over to the trussle and fish the trussle and maybe get some sheephead and mangrove snapper, maybe a grouper or something like that when they're in season, of course. But we went over there today.
Of course, yes.
We went over there today, and as soon as the tide turned around and started coming back in and the water got murky, it bites shut right off.
And now, I got to tell you, I've been doing a bunch of these interviews, and everybody fishing Placidas told me the same thing. Sitting there outgoing tide, nothing. Yep. Tide changes coming in, and they just whack them. Yep. And the opposite happened for you.
But
you were down the intercoastal a little further.
We were down the intercoastal a little further, and I'll tell you, you know, the water was so low that when the tide started to come in at first, it was actually pushing the water along us instead of into us. But when the water got up high enough to go into that cut, then the water burked up right away, got cloudy right away.
Starts boiling on those sand shoals and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's when it stopped.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting, you know, and it just goes to show when, you know, for you listening out there, you can hear about this, you know, go there, do the incoming tide, this, that, the next thing, and then a little bit of something changes, and all bets off.
Yeah.
It's adapt and overcome. If you're not, you know, it's amazing how it often this happens, because right up till yesterday, the incoming tide ruled, and now because of the very low waters and that extra murk coming up from that.
We saw quite a few sandbars that we have not seen in a long time out there.
And that's a good reason to go to the intercoastal, because there's not a lot of places to fish in the harbor when that water drops.
No, and the other thing I noticed on the east side is that we have a mullet row season on right now, and there's a lot of net fishermen that are working that east side. There's a lot of crab traps in just about every deep pothole on the east side right now. So I think they kind of got the redfish kind of spooky over there. I don't think the redfish bite has been as good now on the east side.
I've been hearing way better reports on the west side upriver. I mean, Kale's been going upriver, and just he was on an instructional trip today. They got 30-inch redfish upriver.
Yeah, they're up there.
I mean, that is almost unheard of for this time of year. Everybody all through, you know, all the redfish places, Bull Bay, Turtle Bay, you know, the east side and all that, they're talking about, you know, lower slot limits down.
Yeah.
And here's Kale upriver catching 30-inch redfish.
Yeah. Out there in Placida, I don't think we got one small redfish all day yesterday, and that was it.
You got one. That was it. Yeah.
That was it.
Well, you know, that's just the way.
But we
weren't
in a typical redfish area.
Right. You're back out on the main channel itself. Yeah. And I enjoy catching the bluefish out there. You know,
they're cool.
It's amazing. They don't get big like they do up in the Northeast, but they're still feisty.
Like oh, yeah. They're feisty. Yeah.
But anyway, I guess I got to tell you, every time I do an interview, I have this question. If you were going to go today, where would you go, what would you use, and what would you expect to catch?
I think that I would probably try the Placida area again, and I would be expecting to catch trout. That's what seems to be the bite right now, and I think I'd go with what's hot.
So how would you rig for them? What would you use?
I would use either a live shrimp or a dead shrimp. Seems to be working very well. You can try the DOA baits or gulp or whatever you want, but the live or dead bait seems to be working real well. Under a cork, about 18 inches with a regular hook. If you're using a jig head, you don't have to use the cork. You can fish the bottoms as long as you're in not grassy areas.
So, well, there you have it. That's Jeff, one of our fishing instructors, and he's been with me 11 years now. This is
going by
pretty
fast.
Cool. Yeah, it's going by. Boy, we were a lot younger then, weren't we?
A lot less gray.
Yeah, I could do a a winter battle in the snow. No one would ever see me.
Right.
I mean, I know I could come out of that battle pretty good. I'd be invisible, camouflaged for it. But anyway, I'm hearing the music in the background, and that means we're going to be wrapping it up here on Radio Fishing, and even got the name of the show right.
Yeah, that's right.
Radio Fishing, I'll be darned. And this is Fishing Frank and Captain Jeff. Jeff, you want to wish everybody happy holidays?
Merry Christmas to everybody. Have a happy new year.
And happy holidays. I hope everything goes well for everybody. And we'll probably talk to you before the Christmas. So, Fishing Frank, thanks for listening.